Okay, 1726, faith, the avenue to pleasing God. I'm just going to read what I wrote down here from memory. I remember sitting in John Lindgren's office that day so many years ago with the makeup girl and the cameraman trying to think of a name for the television program. And, you know, it was Raining in Life prior to that. I said, well, that sounds too religious. You know, we want something that's more appealing. And then the other said, nothing too religious sounding, and these words came to me, Faith Avenue. Faith is the avenue or the path to pleasing God. This is Hebrews 11:6. Okay. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Please means to gratify entirely. Can you imagine how God must feel when our actions show we do not believe Him? Because that indicates to me that faith pleases God. That's believing Him. It's believing what He says or what He has said, already has said in His Word. Do you believe it or not? Are you struggling with it? Don't believe it? Okay. After all He has done for us in sending His Son, then we can receive by faith. To reject Him is to displease Him. Wouldn't that be doubting Him? Even though He has made promise after promise after promise from His Word, and then probably through other means, prophecy or whatever, and we still don't believe, we're still haggling over it, still concerned about it, still going to the Lord about it. Okay. Jesus Himself commended the centurion because he had great faith. This is Matthew chapter 8. You know, we readily take people's word all the time. But when it comes to God's word, people don't seem to be able to do that. Like, you know, I heard this statement just this week. Well, I'm taking medicine, but I'm rebuking the devil. Okay, in other words, I'm believing God for healing, but I'm taking medicine, and I'm just going, well, which is it? If you're believing God for healing, then why are you taking it into your own hands to try to make something happen? Okay, let's read this. Matthew 8:5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto Him a centurion beseeching Him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. In other words, the man doesn't give a thought about it. He gives an order, and it's done. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel, to take someone at their word, to absolutely give a command and know that it's going to be done and never give it another thought. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. He understood how faith worked because he was someone that gave orders to others and expected them to be carried out, and they were carried out to the letter. How much more so with God? So many will not believe unless they have a sign first. Prove it, they say. I believe it when I see it, they say, always waiting for some sign. The centurion just believed the word of Jesus and went about his business, and his servant was healed. He acted on the word. This is how it works. You act like you believe it. You asked me a while ago, well, since that word, can you tell any difference? Is that faith? No, it isn't. It's looking for a sign. God wants us to take him at his word. God's word is how we operate. Jesus talked at length with his disciples before he went to the cross about the word. This is John 5:24. We take a banker's word, we take a doctor's word, or anybody else's word. But when it comes to God, if we don't see something, then we don't believe. We step right out of faith because we're not seeing what we want to see. John 5:24 here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What's the other one? About not being condemned, those that walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. This is not a long teaching, but something to think about. John 8, this is 31 through 51 here. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth, but I received not the testimony. I thought I was in 5. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 8. These glasses, I'm just not. Sorry, 31. This is 8:31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. As long as you hang with the word, right? They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, or never in bondage to any man. How sayest you, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. The servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you're Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. What did Abraham do? Abraham believed God, who was credited unto him for righteousness. And now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then saith they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear My word. Talking about hanging with the word. When God gives a word, it's a sure thing. Okay, John, this is, go back to John chapter 1. In the beginning, verse 1, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So God is the Word. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. People miss it because they can't take God at His word. We can go read Genesis 1 if you want to see what the word did. Let's go look at it. Isn't faith about creativity? Isn't that what we're wanting? Isn't that what we believe God for? It's because we're wanting a manifestation of something in our life that we do not see. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And I can go through the whole chapter. He's talking, this is creation, the Word. The Word created everything. Everything. Then over here, and I've read this one so many times, I'm nearly embarrassed to read it again. And God said, let us make man in our image. So whatever we say also comes to pass just like God's. After our likeness, let them have dominion. That doesn't sound like defeat, does it? Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image, in the image of God. God created He him, male and female created He them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. How? Use the word. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over. He sent His word and healed us. He sent His word. God said and we believe what He said. Jesus said and we believe what He said. We said and believe what we said. So many are saying, who is going to help us when God has placed a miracle in your mouth? God has placed a miracle in our mouth. It just seems to be hard for people to get that because they talk so much mixture. If you hadn't noticed, we live in a mixed up world. Lots of bad narrative all over the world. That's why we've become corrupt. That's why we're going through what we're going through. This is a cleanup operation. God's having to come in and clean it up. It's gotten so bad. Men's mouths. Okay, so many are saying, who's going to help us? And God's already said, I already sent the word. In the beginning was the word. Okay, Romans 10. Miracle in Your Mouth, which I don't remember who wrote that book, but
John
Osteen. John Osteen, Miracle in Your Mouth. Okay, this is Romans 10:6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? Well, I don't say nothing. That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall ascend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. You know, we don't see nothing. The word ain't working. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And everything else works that way too. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For with the heart man believeth. Do you believe it? Do you believe what you've said? Or if you don't see what you want to see, you got to backtrack and say, well, maybe I missed it, or maybe I ought to pray again, or maybe I ought to call some people and have them pray for me. This is foolproof. Verse 17 right here. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the lack of faith would come by hearing, and hearing by the alternative narrative, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way it would happen. Okay, 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Believe it in your heart, speak it out of your mouth. God said, light be, light was. Faith is believing and speaking, just like the centurion taking the word of Jesus about his servant. God fixed his problem when he said, and we fix ours when we say. Do you see now why the most important thing for a believer is to never let go of the word? A people are perishing for lack of knowledge is what it says in the Old Covenant. Mark 4, 14 and 15. The sower soweth the word. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. They have the word, but because of circumstances and situations, they begin to believe, well, I guess my prayer didn't work. Jesus commended the church of Philadelphia, and this is what he said about them. This is Revelation chapter 3, starting with verse 7 there. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. They kept his word. Ephesians 6:17. This is why people are getting their rear ends kicked. Ephesians 6:17. Wherefore be ye not unwise. Wait a minute, that's wrong. 6:17, sorry. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is your weapon, right here. The sword of the Spirit is the Word. Okay. One more scripture, 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. You never let go of the word.